All right, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Brachas Daf Test. The rabbi left off yesterday, Daf Chesam Abeis, four lines up from the bottom of the page. Today's shiur has two sponsorships. It's sponsored again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer very much for his continued sponsorship of the shiur and the support of the shul. Today's shiur is also sponsored by my parents in honor of the yahrzeit of my grandfather, Rav Aryeh Shlomo ben Rav Moshe Yitzchok, whose yahrzeit was yesterday on Yud Dal Teves. His neshama should have an aliyah from the learning this morning, perhaps a bit of a daf yomi coincidence that I'm giving this year. The am, for those listening online, it's Alicia Graf again filling in for Rabbi Leibowitz. The rabbi is away in Israel for the entirety of this week. He'll be back, God willing, next Shabbos. So we'll have the opportunity to learn together for a few days. Today's daf is going to focus on a number of different topics. Yesterday, we left off with a discussion of a person who reads Kriya Shema twice in quick succession. And yesterday, we had the case where the guy read Kriya Shema twice in what is halachically known as night. But we said that the first time he's kore, he's yotze the Kriya Shema shel arvis. And the second time he's kore, he's yotze the Kriya Shema shel shakris. Because even though halachically it was night, it was already the Zman Kima, and therefore it's the time to say the Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. The pasuk says B'shachlecha Uvekumecha, and therefore Kriya Shema Shel Shachris can be said B'Zman Kima, even when it's halachically night, for all other purposes, for the purpose of fulfilling all other mitzvahs. Today, we're going to talk about a person who reads Kriya Shema twice in quick succession, once before Netzach Hama, once after Netzach Hama, and the Gemara is going to postulate that the guy again can be Yotza Kriya Shema twice for Shachris and Arvis. We'll have to see exactly how that is the case. The Gemara then is going to focus on the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, who we had in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Gamliel had said that you're allowed to read Kriya Shema all the way up until Amud HaShachar, all the way up until Amud HaShachar all night. The Chachamim had said until Chatzos. And we're going to try to figure out whether Chachamim actually argue on Rabbi Gamliel or whether they agree conceptually with Rabbi Gamliel, but they made a siyug. They wanted to make a gedder to make sure that nobody lapses and fails to read Kriya Shema, and therefore they decided we're going to make a bright line only until Chatzos. That is then going to launch the Gemara into a discussion of other mitzvos that have to be performed until Chatzos, whether they also, mi'ikar adin, can be performed all night, but the reason that we say that they need to be performed before Chatzos is only a gedder, it's only a siyug. That then is going to lead us into a discussion of the most famous mitzvah that has to be done, or maybe where there's a machlokas, whether it has to be done by Chatzos, or whether it could be done all night, and that of course is the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach, whether that has to be finished by Chatzos, or that goes all night. The Gemara then is going to say maybe that machlokas is talui on when the Ikar Geula take place. Did the Geula take place at midnight? Did the Geula take place during the day? Was there perhaps a distinction whether we're looking at it from the framework, from the viewpoint of the Mitzrayim or the Jewish people? The Gemara then is going to talk a little bit on the top of Tes Amud Beis about the Yetziyah Mitzrayim and famously how the Bnei Yisrael were commanded to go take all these belongings from the Mitzrayim before they left so that Avram Avinu wouldn't have any tainas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what exactly that means. The Mishnah in the middle of Tes Amud Beis is going to now segue from the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis to the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. We're going to say in the Mishnah, we're going to talk about in the Mishnah when the earliest Zman Kriya is by Shachris and when the latest Zman Kriya is by Shachris. And then the Gemara is going to say that even though the earliest Zman for Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is what's called Mishe Yakir, from the time that it's light enough that you could discern between Tcheles and Lavan or Tcheles and Karti, we'll see Machlokas in the Gemara, that the Vasikin used to delay the reading of Kriya Shema until right before Netzach Hama, so that they could be Somech Geula Litfila, so that they could talk about Geula, which is Kriya Shema and the Brachos, right before they would daven. They would have a Smichas Geula Litfila. We'll talk a little bit about the importance of Smichas Geula Litfila, and then at the very end of the daf, if we get to it, the Gemara is going to talk about, all right, now that I know that there's an idea of Smichas Geula Litfila, what do I do about the pasuk that we say before Shmon Esrei of Hashem's Fasai Tiftach Afi Agiti Lasecha. If there's an Indian of Smichas Geula Litfila, what do we do about that pasuk? Is that a hefsik and somehow prevents us from being Somech Geula Litfila? Okay, so the rabbi left off again, Ches Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom of the page. The first word on the line is halacha. We're going to pick up from the word ikah demasni, which is the sixth word on the line. So ikah demasni, lahad Rav Acha bar Chanina aha. Then others say that this statement of Rav Acha bar Chanina, the fact that somebody could be korei Kriyat Shema twice in quick succession and be yotze two dinim of Kriyat Shema, one shel laila, one shel yom, is on the following statement of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Aha, detani, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Akiva, Pamim Shadam Kore Kriyat Shema Shtei Pamim Beyom. There were certain times when a person could read Kriyat Shema twice during the day, Achas Kodem Neitzachama, the Achas La'achar Neitzachama, once before Neitz, once after Neitz, the Yotze Ben Midei Chavoso, Achas Shal Yom, Achas Shal Laila, and he could be Yotze two dinim of Kriyat Shema with that Kriya, once Shalyom, once Shalayla. Really, it's once Shalayla and once Shalyom. The one for before Neitz goes on Shalayla, the one after Neitz goes on Shalyom. Says the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha, very similar to the discussion we had yesterday, this is inherently contradictory, because Amrit, Pamim Shadam Kore Kriyat Shema Shtei Pamim Beyom. You tell me that there's an ability for somebody to read Kriyat Shema twice during the day. Alma kodem neitzachama yamamahu. So it's obvious that even before Neitz is called day, because that's how the guy is reading Kriyat Shema twice during the day, after all. V'hadar tani, but then you told me yotze ben midei chavaso achas hayom v'achas halayla. Alma leilahu. But now you're telling me that when the guy reads Kriya Shema before Neitzachama, he's Yotze with that Kriya, the din of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So if you're Yotze, the din of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, then it's got to be that before Neitz is night. But you told me in the Brisa that before Neitz is still considered to be the morning, because you're talking about a guy who read Kriya Shema twice during the day. So which is it? Is it day or is it night? So says the Gemara, flipping to Testament Aleph, Lo li olam yamamahu. Really, it is called the daytime. The Haidu Korele Laila, and the reason that we call it nighttime, the Ika Inshi Deganu by Yishaita, because there are people who are sleeping at that time. So says the Gemara, and we're going to get to a Tosfos here in a second, but says the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha, Rav Chanina, Amar Rav Yishua ben Levi, Halacha Karev Shimon, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Akiva. The Halacha is like Rav Shimon, who said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis all the way, like at the very, very end of the night, even right before Neitzachama, even after Amud HaShachar, and Amar Rav Zeru, Vat Shalom Yomar Hashkivenu. So that is true, but so long as you don't say Hashkivenu. Why? Because Hashkivenu is one of the birchas Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis that we say every day, obviously. Hashkivenu implies that people are actually being shochev. People are actually going to sleep at that time. So Hashkivenu is a bracha that should only be said in the beginning of the night when people are actually going to sleep. So says the Gemara, comes out that even though you're still allowed to say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis right before Neitzachama, because even though halachically it has the status of day, after Alos HaShachar has the status of day, people are still sleeping. So obviously we see over here the halacha that the zmanim for Kriyat Shema are not necessarily tully on halachic day and halachic night. It's tully on zman shchiva, zman kima. That's why we could have the paradox where a person is being yotze Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis even during a time that halachically is day. It's because for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, you don't need it to be halachically night. You just need it to be a time when people are sleeping. So the Gemara's point is, yes, people are sleeping at this time, but people are not going to sleep at that time. And the bracha of Hashkivenu is said when people are going to sleep. So if you're going to say Kriyat Shema so late at night / early in the morning, where people are no longer going to sleep, the Gemara tells us that you shouldn't say Hashkivenu. Of course, as the Machlokas Rishonim, when the Gemara says that you don't say Hashkivenu, does the Gemara mean that you don't say the entire bracha of Hashkivenu? Or simply that you don't say the word Hashkivenu, because it's sort of a misrepresentation to say that people are actually going to sleep at this time. So that is a machlokas. So there's a Tosfos here, first Tosfos on the page, Liolam Yamamahu. So says Tosfos, Vim Tomar, Lisni Shtepamim Kodem Aneitzachama, Vavira Busa Tveida, Filu Kodem Aneitzachama, Haviz Manda Kriyash Mashal Shachris. Says Tosfos, and this is very similar to a Tosfos that the rabbi read yesterday, the Tosfos is trying to push the envelope. When you're trying to create this like sensationalist case where the guy says Kriya Shema twice within 5 minutes, once before Netzach Hama, once after Netzach Hama, and it's good for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, says Tosfos, why don't you tell me the bigger Chiddush that the guy said Kriya Shema twice before Netzach Hama? So we already said in the Gemara before Netzach Hama is considered the day. So let's say you said Kriya Shema twice before Netzach Hama, and it's considered day, and the first time was good for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and the second time is good for Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. And says Tosfos, V'yish Lomar, K'dparishna, D'hai Yimam Alinyan Shar Mitzvos, Avalinyan Kriya Shema, Hol V'ika Inchi, D'ganu Lavzman Kimu. Says Tosfos, no. The reason that the Gemara doesn't give the case where the guy said Kriya Shema twice before Netzach Hama is because of what I alluded to a minute ago. By Kriya Shema, the crux of the halacha, the essence of the halacha, is different than it is by other mitzvahs. By other mitzvahs, the essence of the halacha is whether it's halachically called day. However, by Kriya Shema, the inyan is whether people are actually awake or people are actually asleep. And so you can't tell me that I'm reading Kriya Shema twice in the same within the same time frame, and I'm Yotze Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, because by Kriya Shema, it's not totally so much on whether it's day and night, it's totally on whether people are awake or people are asleep. So if I read Kriya Shema twice before Netzach Hama, and I already stipulated that before Netzach Hama people are sleeping, then I couldn't be Yotze Kriya Shema Shel Lechora. I couldn't be Yotze Kriya Shema Shel Shachris at that time. And that's why the Gemara doesn't try to push the envelope like that. Of course, we will see in the Mishnah that we will find on Amud Beis that this is not true. You don't have to wait until Netzach Hama. And the point is, you don't have to wait until it's halachically day. So long as it's the Zman Kima, you are allowed to read Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, and the actual Zman Kima does begin at Alos HaShachar. It begins at the time when people can actually begin to see something with the light of dawn. Okay, says the Gemara, now weiter. So, Kiyosa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Hod Rabbi Achab Rav Chanina, Amar Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Lav Beferish Itmar, Ela Michlala Itmar. This whole statement of Rabbi Shua Ben Levi was not said explicitly, it was only inferred, it was implied. Who Zuga the Rabbana and Dishtakar Belulah the Breda Rabbi Shua Ben Levi? There were a bunch of rabbis who were at the wedding of the son of Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, and they got drunk and they had a rowdy party all night. So, Lakaimed Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, they came before Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Amar Kedai Rev Shimon Lismach Allah Bishas Atchak, and he said that the Shita of Rev Shimon is Kedai to be Somech on Bishas Hadchak, and therefore, since you guys were Tarud in the wedding, even though it's after Alos HaShachar, since it's still before Netzach Hama, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema and you're Yotze with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The implication over here in the Gemara is that were it not for the Shas Hadchak, in that case, you're only supposed to read Kriya Shema until Alos HaShachar, and that makes sense, because we're going to see on Amud Beis the Mishnah that says that from Alos HaShachar and onward is the time for Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. So now we understand the Shita of what we're bringing down now in the Gemara. The only reason that you're allowed to read Kriya Shema after Alos HaShachar, but before Netzach Hama, is because it's a halacha, it's because it's a Zman Shechiva, but that can only be relied on B'Shas Hadchak, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara now weiter. Ma'ase Shebo Banav. So there was the party that, there was a story rather that we learned about in the Mishnah where Rabbi Gamliel's sons came back from the wedding and it was near the morning and they asked him, can we read Kriya Shema? And he said, sure, my shita is that you're allowed to read Kriya Shema all the way up until the end of the night. And says the Gemara is perplexed here. Vat hashalo shmiel lehad the Rabbi Gamliel. So until now, Rabbi Gamliel's own children were not aware of his shita as to the zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, that it has to be this Maisa Shahaya where they went to the wedding, and I mean, it's a great story, but they didn't hear his shita until then. Says the Gemara, Hachi Kamarle, this is what they were saying. Rabbanan pol pligi ilaveich. Do the Rabbanan who say that you're allowed to read Kriya Shema only until Chatzos, do they argue on you in principle? V'yachid v'rabim alacha karabim, and therefore yachid v'rabim alacha karabim, and therefore we were only allowed to say Kriya Shema until Chatzos. Odilma, Rabbanan, Rabbanan, Kavaseich, Svirulu, or maybe the Rabbanan actually agree with you, Vahayda Amrit, Ad Chatzos, Kadela Harchik Adam in Aveira. And the reason that they said that you're only allowed Kriya Shema until Chatzos is because they wanted to prevent people from sinning, from delaying until after Chatzos, and then they're going to fall asleep, and then it's going to turn out that they're not going to say Kriya Shema. So that's what they were asking. They knew Ishita, of course. They wanted to know whether the Chachamim argued on him. And Amar Lu, Rabbanan Kavasi Sfiralu, and Rabbi Gamliel answered, the Rabbanan hold like me, v'chayavim atem, and you're chayav to read Kriya Shema now. V'hai dekamri ad chatzos, kedei laharchik adam min avera. And the reason that they said until chatzos is only to be marchik somebody from an Avera, but really, at Banam, they agree with me that you're allowed to read all the way through the night. Says the Gemara now, Velo Zubel Vad Amru, and what the Mishnah told us was not only the din of Kriyashma, did the Chachamim make a siyag of Chatzos, even though, halachically speaking, you're allowed to do it all night, but there are all other mitzvahs, halayla, that are allowed to be performed all night. The Chachamim had said that you have to do them before Chatzos. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel, mi kamar ad chatzos tiktoni velozu bilvad amru. Did Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel is not the one who said chatzos. We brought three shitas. Rabbi Lazaru said ad sof ashmar reishona. The Chachamim had said ad chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel had said all night. And then in the Mishnah we say, and not only that, not only that, by the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, does it have to be performed by chatzos, but every other mitzvah that can be performed all night, the only reason why we're told that they can be performed until Chatzos is Kedei Laharchik Adam in Avera. But Rav Gamliel never mentioned the word Chatzos, so it seems to be a bit of a non sequitur in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Velozu Sa'amru Hachi Kamar Luhu, Rav Gamliel Libnei. So this is what Rav Gamliel was saying to his kids. Afilu L'Rabbanan D'Kamru Yad Chatzos, even according to the Rabbanan who hold that the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is until Chatzos, Mitzvasa Achayala Amud HaShachar. Really, the mitzvah is Ad Amud HaShachar, make your din, it's all night. V'hai Deka Amri Ad Chatzos, Kedei Laharchik Adam Min Avera. And the reason that they said until Chatzos was to be Marchik Adam Min Avera. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that when Gamliel said Lozu Bilvad, that not only this mitzvah did they say until Chatzos, but other mitzvahs they said until Chatzos, he wasn't explaining his shita, obviously. His shita is that you're allowed to read Kriya Shema all night until Amud HaShachar. What he was saying is, the Rabbanan who argue with me on this topic, they're not really arguing with me. And in fact, every time they say until Chatzos, they agree that it could be performed all night. But the only reason they're saying Ad Chatzos is to make a siyag to be Marchik Adam Min HaAveira. And the Gemara, the Mishnah then gave a bunch of examples. And it said Hector Chalavim Veivarim and a whole bunch of other things that in the case of a Karbanas that could be eaten all night, they could be eaten all night. So says the Gemara, Vilu Achilas Psachim Loktani. So we're talking about Achilas Karbanas, which you see the Mishnah inside, because it was a long time ago that we did the Mishnah. It said at the end of the Mishnah, anything that said Hector Chalavim Vevarim. So Hector Chalavim Vevarim, the burning of the Chalavim Vevarim on the Mizbeach, Mitzvot Sanachayala Amud HaShachar, the mitzvahs until Amud HaShachar, V'chol HaNecholom L'yom Echad, Mitzvot Sanachayala Amud HaShachar, all karbonos which could be eaten for a day, the mitzvahs until Amud HaShachar, because again, by Kachim, the Laila's Holech Achar Hayom, even though in regular halacha, the Yom is Holech Achar HaLaila, says the Mishnah at the end, Im Kein, Lama Amru Chachamim, Ad Chatzos, Kedei Laharchik Adam Min HaAveira. So the reason that the Chachamim said until Chatzos was only to be Marchik somebody from in Avera. But the Gemara's point now is that in the Mishnah, when it talked about the mitzvah of Achilas Karbanos being all night, it said Achilas Karbanos. It didn't say Achilas Psachim. It didn't specifically talk about the Karban Pesach. It says the Gemara now, picking up on that, V'ilu Achilas Psachim Loktani. We don't talk about the Achilas Psachim. V'reminu, says the Gemara, Kriya Shma Shel Arvis, Kriya Shma Shel Arvis, V'halo B'leilei Psachim. and Hallel on Pesach night. V'achilas Pesach, and the eating of the Karban Pesach mitzvahs on Atrei al Amud HaShachar, the mitzvahs until Amud HaShachar. And so why didn't we say that Pesach is an example of one of the mitzvahs, where the mitzvah is Atrei al Amud HaShachar, yet the Chachamim made a siyag that you're only allowed to eat until Chatzos? Summer of Yosef, Lokasha, Ha, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Ha, Rabbi Akiva, because it's a machlokas, Titania, Viachu, as Abosar Balai Laze, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Mer Nemar Khan Balai Laze, Venemar Lalon, Vavarti, Beruth Mitzrayim, Balai Laze, by Makas Pechoros, Malalon Ad Chatzos, just like Makas Pechoros was performed at Chatzos, Afkan Ad Chatzos, also the Achilas Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos. And Amar Le Rabbi Akiva, but says Rabbi Akiva, Velok Far Nemar Bechipazon. But the Pasuk also says that you have to eat the Pesach Bechipazon in haste, which means Ad Shas Chipazon, until the Shas Chipazon. And when did the Bnei Yisrael exit Mitzrayim with haste? They actually left Mitzrayim in the morning. So we have a comparison between the Karban Pesach and the Zman Chipazon, meaning that you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach until the morning. Says the Gemara, but imkein matam alomar balayla. If that's the case, then what's the hekesh of balayla azeh? So because we have contradictory implications in the pasuk here. One pasuk told me balayla azeh, which is mashma until chatzos. The other pasuk told me bechipazon, which is mashma all the way until the morning. Says the Gemara, according to the shita that you're allowed to eat karban pesach up until the morning, why does it say balayla azeh? Yochol yenechal kekachim biyom, because I might think that you're allowed to eat it, the Karban Pesach, all day and all night. Tamalomar balayla, says the Gemara, says the Pasuk rather, comes along the Pasuk to teach us that you're only allowed to eat the Karban Pesach at night. Balaylu nechal velo biyom, that you're only allowed to eat it during the night, but not during the day. Says the Gemara, bishlama the Rav Elazar ben Azariah, but this is good according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, this leg zereshava, itzrich lemichtav le hazeh, because if he holds like the zereshava, that's why we have to say hazeh. El Rabbi Akiva, Hayazeh, my Ovidle, but according to Rabbi Akiva, who already learns that you're only allowed to eat the Karban Pesach until Chatzos, why does he need the Pasuk of Hazeh? Why does he learn from Balayla Hazeh? So Lemiyute, Laila Acher, Huda Asa. It comes to exclude another night. And what does it mean by coming to exclude another night? Because let's make a hekesh. Pesach is kachim kalim, shlamim, a carbon shlamim is kachim kalim. Ma shlamim necholim lishne yamim v'layla echad, just like a carbon shlamim can be eaten for 2 days and the intervening night. A pesach nechal shtei leilos b'mokom beiz yamim. So by Pesach already, as we just saw in the Gemara, you can't say that it's eaten for 2 days and a night, because the Pesach says the pasuk is only eaten at night. But I might think that because Pesach is Kachem Kalim and Shlomim is Kachem Kalim, just like Shlomim is eaten for 2 days and a night, the Pesach should be able to be eaten for two nights. In other words, it should be able to be eaten for the night of first night of Pesach, and then maybe take a break, don't eat it during the day, and then maybe you could eat it also on the second night of Pesach. V'necha l'beiz leilos v'yom echad. Kamash Malan, therefore it says the Pasuk, Balayla Hazeh. That's why the Pasuk has to say Balayla Hazeh. So even if you're not learning out Balayla Hazeh, to teach me the Hekesh that it could be eaten only until Chatzos, even if the Halacha is that you're allowed to eat it all night, because you're darshaning from the word in the Pasuk, Bechipazon, I still need the Pasuk to tell me Balayla Hazeh. Why? Because that night, the night that you're allowed to eat it all the way up until the morning, is only the first night of Yontif. It's not the second night of Yontif. Kamash Malan, Balayla Hazeh, Balayla Hazeh, Unechal, Ve'ina Nechal, Balayla Acher. But Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who says that it can only be eaten until Chatzos, so that's what he does with the word Balayla Hazeh. He makes the Hekesh Tamakas Bechoros, Milos Asimu Memenu Ad Boker Nafka. He doesn't need a special lima to teach me that you're only allowed to eat it on the first night of Yontif and not on the second night of Yontif, because it says Velos Asiru Menu Aboker, you can't leave it over until the morning. So if you can't leave it over until the morning, of course you can't eat it the second night of Yontif, because it will already been left over until the morning. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, Ime asam avamina my boker boker sheni. Rabbi Akiva says, no, I might think when we say don't leave it over until the morning, it means don't leave it over until the morning after the zman that's eligible for achila. Meaning if you're allowed to eat it for two nights, don't leave it over until the next morning after the second night. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Lazar says, no, I never would have thought that the morning meant the second morning. Kol boker, boker rishanu, because any time it says, v'sasurim menu ad boker, b'pashas, what it means is don't leave it over until the first morning. That's that is b'pashtos what it means. Okay, so says the Gemara now. So actually, let's look into Tosfos over here. Tosfos on the bottom Tosfos on the page, interesting, says like this: Vim Tomar Hechi Matzah Lameima Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Ad Chatzos. How could Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say that the Zman Achila is only until Chatzos? Fok Siv Lo Sasurim Menu Ad Boker Demashmad Boker Mia Matzah Lamechlo. So Tosfos is picking up on the whole conversation here in the Gemara and is saying, hang on a second. It says, don't leave it over until the morning. So if the Pasuk tells me, don't leave it over until the morning, doesn't that imply that you're allowed to eat it until the morning? So why would Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say that you're only allowed to eat it until Chatzos? Don't put yourself in a position where it's going to become nosar, because it has to be eaten before Chatzos. If you don't eat it before Chatzos, then you're no longer going to be able to eat it, and then it's going to turn out that by Boker, there will be nosar, because it wasn't eaten before Chatzos. And Tosfos spells it out. Shem lo yenech alar Chatzos, lo sucha lochlo, velo le sorfa balayla, kedeka aminam biyom ata sorfa so, viata sorfa balayla, vim kein yisharad a boker. So even according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, we can explain why the Pasuk says, lo sasuru menuad boker, even though the Zman Achila is actually only until Chatzos. Says the Gemara now weiter, vahani tanoi kahani tanoi, detanya, shom tizba chesa pesach be'erev, kevo ha-shemesh, moed seizchami mitzrayim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer be'erev atozoveach, that you shechted be'erev when it's still day in the afternoon of the erev Pesach of the 14th. Uchvo Hashemesh ata ochel, and when the sun sets, that's when you eat it in the evening. Umoet seischami Mitzrayim ata soreif, and when they left Mitzrayim, i.e., in the morning, that's when you burn it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer be'erev atozoveach. No, you shecht it in the afternoon. Kavo Hashemesh ata ochel. You eat it in the beginning of the evening. Vad masay ata ochel va'olech. And until when can you eat it? Ad moed seischami Mitzrayim. Until they actually left Mitzrayim. In other words, whereas the first shita said, and when do you burn it? The second shita says, and when do you eat it until? Because the second shita holds that you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach all the way up until Alos HaShachar. Amar Rabbi Abba, so says Rabbi Abba, Akom modem kishe nigalu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim o nigalu ela be'erev. Everybody agrees that when the Bnei Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim, they were redeemed at night. Shenemar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael that he was taking them out, Hotziach HaShem Elokecha mi Mitzrayim laila. Uchashe yatza, but there's a distinction between when they were redeemed is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, I am taking you out. When they actually left, that's when they physically left Mitzrayim. So they were delivered the message that they were going to be redeemed at night. However, when they left, Uchshayatsu lo yatsu ela biyom. When they left during the day. Shenemar mimachras haPesach yatsu bnei Yisrael biyad Ramah. So aman nechleku al shas chipazon. So what do they argue with? If everybody agrees that the Bnei Yisrael got the word that they were going to be redeemed at night, and they actually left in the morning, so what's this machlokes? Whether the gula was at night or during the day, they're being cholek on the shas chipazon. When we talk about the hasty departure, what do we mean? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah savar my chipazon de mitzrim. It means the haste of the mitzrim. And the mitzrim at Chatzos, when we had makas b'choros, were scurrying around like crazy people, trying to kick the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And the chipazon therefore means at night. Rabbi Kiva savar my chipazon de Yisrael. He says, no, the chipazon means the haste of the Bnei Yisrael who left Mitzrayim in the morning. Tani nami achi, hotziacha Hashem Elokecha mi Mitzrayim laila, v'chi b'layla yatsu v'alo yatsu ela b'yom. They didn't leave at night, they left during the day. Shnemar mi marchos ha-pesach yatsu b'nei Yisrael b'yad ramah. Ela melame she'etchilu le'megula mi be'erev. That it was a process. It started at night, that's when the B'nei Yisrael got the word they were going to be redeemed. That's when Makas Bechoros happened, and the process continued until the next day, when they actually and physically left Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara now as follows. Dabar na, three lines up from the bottom. Dabar na bazneyam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu beseeches the Bnei Yisrael when they're about to leave Mitzrayim. please, I'm asking you, go to the Mitzrayim and borrow from them Klei Kesef and Klei Zav. So Amri Debe Rav Yanai, Ein Na El Lashon Bakasha. Na is a Lashon Bakasha, it's a Lashon of please. Samalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, B'Bakasha Mimcha, I'm begging you, Leich V'Amar Lam LeYisrael, go tell the Jewish people, B'Bakasha Michem, I'm begging you, Shalom Mitzrayim Klei Kesef V'Klei Zav, please borrow all these Kalim from the Mitzrayim, Shalayomar Osa Tzadik, so that Tzadik, meaning Avram Avinu, Rashi points out, shouldn't say, V'Avodim V'Inu Osam Kiyem Behem, that you were Mekayim, that which it says, Va'avodim V'inu Osam, Va'achrei Chein Yetzur B'chush Gadol, Lo Kiyem Behem. However, Achrei Chein Yetzur B'chush Gadol, you were not Mekayim. So in other words, in order to prevent Avram Avinu from having any tainus, I'm asking, please go borrow from the Mitzrayim so that they could leave Mitzrayim B'chush Gadol. So a lot of the Mefarshim ask the obvious question, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a God of Emes. So let's say Avram Avinu wouldn't come with a taina. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Va'avodim v'inu osam." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said that we're going to leave Berchush Gadol. So he's afraid Avram Avinu is going to come to him with a tie. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the word, so the word has got to be true. So it says the Ksav HaKabbalah, he says no, because really, Va'avodim, whenever there's the word va, a vav can be either a conjunctive or a disjunctive. It can mean either and or. So it could be va'avodim v'inu osam va'achrechein. It doesn't necessarily mean and after that. It could have meant or after that. But why do we need Avram Avinu? Where does he come in? Because Avram Avinu would come with a taina. Yet maybe objectively your words are emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because vav means and it also means or. But by va'avodim v'inu osam, you were Mekayim both of them, because there was the Avdus and the Inui. And therefore, Va'achrechein Yesu should also be an and, because you got to be consistent. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was specifically worried about the Taina of Avram Avinu. The Eitz Yosef answer is that, no, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Shomer Zavtacha. And of course, at some point during the time of the Yetziyah Mimitzrayim, i.e. at Kriyas Yamsuf, where there was also this tremendous bizui and Klai Yisrael took all of the belongings of the Mitzrayim, of course they were going to take all the belongings and get very rich, but Avram Avinu didn't have a crystal ball. He didn't know that the Bnei Yisrael would take all the belongings of the Mitzrayim at Kriyas Yamsuf. And lest he think that Va'avodim V'inu Osam Va'achrechein Yetzur B'chush Gadol is Shayach on the actual Yetziyah, and not 1 week later at Kriyas Yamsuf, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw fit to make sure that the Bnei Yisrael took all of the plunder from the Mitzrayim, all the booty from the Mitzrayim on that day, at the actual Yetziyah Mitzrayim. It says the Gemara, Amrulo, so Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Bnei Yisrael said, you know what, no thank you, we don't want all the stuff from the Mitzrayim, Ulevai Sheneitze Batzmenu, we just want to be redeemed. Moshe Liadam Sheyechavosh Beis Asurim, it's like a guy who's locked up in jail, Vaya Omrim Lo, Bnei Adam, and then they say, Bnei Adam, Motziyim Oso Lamachem Beis Asurim, Minosim Lecha Maman Harbe, somebody's going to come tomorrow, he's going to take you out of jail, he's going to give you a lot of money, the Omer Lam, and he says, B'vakasham Mechem, Hosiyuni Ayom, Einim Avakesh Klom, I don't want to wait until tomorrow and get a lot of money. I've been locked up for however long. I want to get out now. And that's what the Bnei Yisrael told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, of course, they did borrow. V'yish alum. Amrav ami melameh sheish ilum bal karcham. That means that it calls it borrowed in the pasuk, but they sort of took the stuff. Ikad amri bal karcham the Mitzrayim, ikad amri bal karcham the Yisrael. Some say that they forced the Egyptians to give this stuff to them. Others say, no, it was bal karcham the Yisrael, because the Jewish people didn't want to take this stuff. Mandamar bal karcham the Mitzrayim, tichsiv venavas bayis techalek shalol, that the dwellers in your house will apportion the booty, meaning that the Jewish people will take the stuff from you. Mandamar bal karcham the Yisrael, misha masoi. Others, the one who says it was bal karcham of the Jews, is the Jews didn't want all this stuff because now they have to carry it through the desert. They didn't want to have to carry all this stuff through the desert, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them against their will. They had to take all this stuff from the Mitzrayim. Vayinatzlu etz Mitzrayim. They emptied out Mitzrayim. Amravami malami shasua kemitzuda shem badagan. They made it like a trap without any grain. Reish lukish amar asu kemitzula shem badagan. They made it like the depths, like the sea without any fish. Either way, they totally stripped Mitzrayim of all their belongings. Says the Gemara, Ekye Asher Ekye. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you should tell Klal Yisrael, Ek Yashar Ek Yah. Somewhere later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, Lecha Berlem Li Yisrael, Ani Yisi Yimchem B'Shibud Zeh, I was with you through this Shibud, V'Ani Eyeimachem B'Shibud Malchios, and I will be with you by Shibud Malchios. And Amar Lefanav Ribbono Shel Olam, Dayla Tzara B'Shata, that one Tzara now is enough. Yeah, right now they're being taken out of Mitzrayim. I have to foreshadow for them that there's going to be a Shibud Malchios. Why are you gonna hint this to them? It's gonna be very distressing. You know what? You're right. Just say ekya shlachani aleichem. Okay. Says the Gemara now weiter. Aneni Hashem Aneni. Since we said ekya arsha ekya, which is a double lashon, now the Gemara is gonna darshan where it says Aneni Hashem Aneni. So Aneni Hashem Aneni. Amar Avavo, Lamar Melio Aneni Beis Pamim. Why did Elio say Aneni twice? Malame Shamar Elio Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, because Elio said to the Ribbono Shel Olam Aneni Shetered Esh Min Hashemayim V'Tochal Kol Asher Al HaMizbeach, that you should answer me that the fire should come down from heaven and should eat everything that's on the Mizbeach, should consume everything that's on the Mizbeach. V'Aneni Shetaziach Daitam Kadesh Shelo Yomro Masek Shafimim. And Aneni, that they should be Mesiach Das from the Rishon over there, so that they shouldn't argue that the fact that the fire came down from the heavens and consumed everything that was on the Mizbeach, it wasn't Maisa Hashem, it was Maisa Kshafim. So I want you to distract them. So he basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created a double nace, that the fire came down, and also that people were distracted, so they didn't say that the fire was a Maisa of Kishuf. Okay, says now the Mishnah. Again, this Mishnah is going to be talking about the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Mamesai Koran Shema B'Shachris, when do you read Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? Mishiyakar Ben Tcheles Lavan. From the time that a person could differentiate between Tcheles and Lavan. Rebbe Lazar Omer Ben Tcheles Akarti. Rebbe Lazar says between Tcheles, between blue and Karti, which is like a leek green. Ada Neitzachama, until Neitzachama. Rabbi Shua Omer, no, come on. People don't have to get up before Neitzachama. Ad Shalosh Shos, Zman Kriya Shema, until the end of the third Shos, Manis, in the day. Shekein Derech Melochem Lama B'Shalosh Shos, because kings get up at the third hour of the day. Hakori Mikan Ve'elech, Lo Hefsid Kadem Hakori B'Torah. One who reads Kriya Shema, even after the Zman Kriya Shema, doesn't lose out. It's as if a person is reading in the Torah. We'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush is of that line in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara now first about the earliest time for reading Kriya Shema. So my ben Tcheles Lavan, what does it mean that a person could differentiate between Tcheles and Lavan? Ilema ben Giveva de Imra Chiyura le Giveva de Imra Tchilta, if it means a person could distinguish between a bundle of white threads and a bundle of blue threads, Habal Ilename Midiyada, if you have like a big enough mass of anything, you could sort of differentiate even at night the difference in the colors. So Ela ben Tcheles Shabbat Lavan Shabbat. No, we're talking where you have a bundle of string. Some of the string is blue, some of the string is white. So because they're very close together, they're bunched together, you're only going to be able to differentiate if it is sufficiently lit. And that's why you have to wait until you could distinguish between Tcheles l'Lavan. Tani Rav Meir Omer, Mishayakar Ben Zev l'Kelef, from the time that you could distinguish between a fox and a dog. And the Gemara Yerushalmi says that this is the same Zman as Ben Tcheles l'Lavan. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ben Chamor l'Arod, between the time that you could distinguish between a Chamor and a wild donkey. V'achirim Omer Mishayiras Chaviro Richak Dal Ramos V'yakireno. It's from the time that you see your friend from a distance of four amas, and you can recognize him. And Tosfa says we're talking about a guy who you're close with, but not that close with. Because if you're super close with him, then you'll be able to recognize him even from a distance of further than four amas. And if you don't know the guy, then you could be standing face to face with him, and you're still not going to recognize him. So we're talking about a casual acquaintance, and you could recognize him if it's light enough. If there's enough light, you can recognize him. Some Ravuna Alocha Kacherim says the Ravuna the Alocha is like the Acherim. Amrabaya Latfilin Kacherim, for Tfilin, the Alocha is like the Acherim, that you need enough light to distinguish between in order to recognize your friend who's not that close. The Kriyashma Kvasikin. However, by Kriyashma we hold like the Vasikin. The Amar of Yochanan, what were the Vasikin? Vasikin are you Gomer Mosam and Netzachama. The Vasikin would be Gomer Kriyashma with Netzachama. Tani Nami Yochi, Vasikin are you Gomer Nosam and Netzachama, Kadeshiyisma Gula Latfila. Venimsam is followed by Yom. The reason that the Vasikin would finish Kriyashma by Netzachama is so that they could be Somech Gula Latfila, and they could say Shmona Esrei as soon as after Nates as possible, right after it became day. Amrav Zera, what's the, says Rav Zera, what's the pasuk? Maikra, Yira'ucha im Shemesh, ulefnei yareach dor dorim. Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Eliyakim Yishum Kala Kedisha Rabbi Yishalayim Kala Someh Gula Latfila. Anybody who Someh Gula Latfila Eina Niza Kalayim Kulo, he's not going to be harmed that entire day. I'm Rav Zera, says Rav Zera, Einiva No Samchi Vitzik. What do you mean? Maisa Shaya, I'm always Someh Gula Latfila and something bad happened to me one day. Amalei, but my Yitzik, so he said, yeah, really, what bad thing happened to you? Dam Tayas Asala Be Malka, that you had to bring myrtle branches to the king as a sign of respect. Asam Nami Vile Lameav Igra Lamechseya Pe Malka. That's not really a punishment, that's not a harm that befell you. Really, people should pay to go see a king. Dam Rav Yochanan Liolam Ishtadalam Loras Likros Malchi Yisrael. Really, a person should try to see the Malchi Yisrael. Vlilikros Malchi Yisrael Bavad Ela Fila Likros Malchi Yakum. Not only Jewish kings, even non-Jewish kings, Shem Yav Imizka Yavchin Bein Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Akum, because if he's okay, you'll be able to see the difference between the Malchi Yisrael and the Malchi Akum. Amalei Rabbi La Leula Ki Ailis Lahasam, when you get there to Bavel, when you get there to Eretz Yisrael, rather, Shol Bishama Drabrona, Achi, go ask, inquire about the welfare of my brother Rabrona b'maimed kol chabura, who is hanging out with all the rabbis. Adam gadol uvesameach b'mitzvos, because he's an adam gadol and he always takes great simcha in the mitzvos that he's able to do. Zimne chada, one time, some of gula l'tfila, he was somech gula l'tfila v'laposa kucha mipumei kula yome, and he was so happy that he was able to be somech gula l'tfila that he didn't stop smiling the entire day. So eichi matzi samach. So how was he samach? Before you start Shemoneh Esrei, you say the pasuk Hashem Sfasai Tiftach V'yegiti L'Secha. After you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you say Yilu Ratzon Imrei Fi. And when you're saying Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, you're being mafsik bein gula l'tfila. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar, Tei b'tfila shel arvis. Okay, so maybe you say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach by Tfilas Arvis. You don't say it by Shacharis. In other words, the Gemara is saying is Eina Chinami. You don't say it by Shacharis because it would be a Hefsik. Says the Gemara, Vam Rav Yochanan Eza Ben Olam Abba, Zeo Somech Gula Shel Arvis Latfila Shel Arvis. We already saw this Machlokas, whether you have to be Somech Gula Tfila by Arvis. And if you say, who's a Ben Olam Abba? Anybody who's Somech Gula Tfila Shel Arvis. So how can you say that you say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach by Arvis? Also by Arvis, there's a Indian of being Somech Gula Tfila. Ela Merav Elazar Tei B'Tfilas Amincha. Okay, maybe the only time you say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is by Tfilas Mincha. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Tei Ma'akulu. No, we say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach before Shemoneh Esrei during all Tfilos. V'kiva the Kavur Rabbanu B'Tfila K'Tfila Richta Damya. And because the Rabbanu were Kaveyat in the Tfila, it's already like part of the liturgy. It's like Tfila Richta. It's not a Hefzik. Tfilo Tei Ma'achi. Because if you're not going to say like that, Arvis Eichim Atzi Samach. How are we Samach Kulu Tfila by Arvis? V'boy L'meimar Ashkivenu. We say Ashkivenu. Ela kiva the tikkun rabbanan ashkimenu kila richta damia hachanami kiva the kavur rabbanan betvila kila richta damia. Since just like ashkimenu became part of the liturgy, so too Hashem svazay tiftach became part of the liturgy. It is not a hefsek between gula latvila. One public service announcement: there are many new faces here at the daf. For those who come, especially during the week or also on Sunday, Mr. Sachs, the older Mr. Sachs, has difficulty getting around. We always try to leave the first spot right in front of the driveway here open so that Mr. Sachs can park and get to shul in a manner most easily for him. So if everybody could please keep that spot open, we would greatly appreciate it. We'll pick up from here tomorrow. Oh, yeah.